Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is Oliver Umtagudzi and the Black Spirits. Tell me about this latest album, Sarawaga, and what does it mean to you?
The title means to be left on your own. And it came to be after losing my son in 2010. And some of the pieces of music on this album were meant to be collaborations with my son. And for the reason that he's no longer there is where the title comes from, that I'm left on my own to finish off the songs.
That sounds like a painful place to start. Yet when I listen to the album, I hear an awful lot of, I think I hear joy in the music. Am I hearing right?
You could be right, because even though I'm talking about pain, but I still have to make it enjoyable so as to diffuse the tension.
Was this a difficult album to make then for you?
Yeah, that's why it took me 2 years to come up with it. It's been difficult, you know.
Thank you.
Can you take us on your musical journey? How did you get started as a musical performer?
As a performer, I think I started at a very early age, because I used to perform at home for my parents and the family. And I truly believe by then I'd already started. But professionally, I started performing when I was around 18, 19, 17, 18, somewhere there.
And you've been performing ever since. You have performed with a lot of the most influential and recognizable names to come out of Africa, if I understand correctly.
Yes, I've done collaborations with a lot of artists. Some I've asked them to do, and some they've come to ask me to do a collaboration. But I've done, I think I've got more than 30 collaborations I did in my life.
How would you describe your music? I see it classified as jazz, but I don't know that really helps.
Well, to me, my music is just African music born of Zimbabwe. But my fans rather call it tuko music.
Tuko music, because tuko is your nickname.
Yes, in fact, they took it out of my surname.
Indeed. Who would you say influenced you musically as you were developing as a musician?
I think my initial influence came from my parents, because they actually met at a choir competition, and when they heard us as children, the competition was still on. They always competed at home. Mom would do a song, Dad do her song, and make us children be the judges or who is a better performer. So I think that all that influenced me into who I am today.
them. We got a lot to end.
Tell me, you just celebrated your 60th birthday last year, as I understand it, and
yes.
And you are still a musician on the road, and you are a very long way from Zimbabwe at this point in time. Have you not got tired of the road?
Well, I wouldn't get tired of the world, because I'm an artist, and as long as there are people, then my duty still arises. Still available. For as long as these people, then purpose of my song is still viable. I still have to go and perform for them.
And you've been touring now off and on for over 40 years, as I understand it.
Yes.
You must have a lot of frequent flyer miles. You must have covered most of the globe.
Not really. Almost, but not really the whole. I still have parts of the world I have never been.
Ndakaita angu mafungiro ivo vane avo changamiri. Kuita angu marongero ivo vane avo changamiri. Apa ndakaronga dondo. Ndakaronga dondo changamiri. Ndakaronga dondo. Oh, baba baba. Ndaiti patafika musere nene tapona. Oh. Ndaiti patafika musere.
Matonga.
The Joy and the Sorrow of Oliver Umtukudzi and the Black Spirits. They'll be on the Concert Bowl stage on the first night of this year's Music Fest. It takes over 1,000 volunteers to make Music Fest happen, and every one of them comes away with a different collection of experiences. Lyle McGregor drives a bus for BC Transit in Victoria for a living, but at Music Fest, he's part of the crew who drive performers to and from the airport.
One of the neat things about how we, and how Doug runs the festival as well, is that we really try to make it a really positive experience for the artists. Therefore not making, you know, not putting any pressure on them or anything like that, and keeping everything fairly confidential when we're driving, and making sure that they have a really good, relaxing experience, that they don't feel pressured or anything like that when they're there. So, you know, a lot of them will come in and the first thing they want to do is just sleep in the back of the van. Or, one of my favorite parts of the experience, which is a non-artist specific, but I've noticed that when multiple artists show up at the same time, we'll transport them together in the vans. And this is what Doug's version of the Music Fest is all about, is this collaboration. And we'll overhear in the vans the artists meeting each other for the first time. They may have heard of each other somewhere, and they start sharing stories about different gigs that they've done, different venues that they've played. Sometimes they'll be sharing a stage together, so this is the first time that they're having a chance to meet. It's also really neat to witness people that have played together before, sometimes as long as 20 years ago, and they're finally seeing each other again for the first time in 20 years. And a lot of that happens at the airport when they come in off different flights. This is the part of Music Fest that a lot of the other volunteers and definitely the audience never gets to see. This is the behind-the-scenes stuff where relationships are made or rekindled, and where, you know, the masks are put aside or the performance is put aside, and people are just having a chance to just connect and be real.
Now, I would think you also get the opportunity then to see some of these artists fairly shortly after they come off stage. That must be an interesting time to see them as well.
Yeah, they're generally different. Once, you know, as any performer will know or can attest to, once you've performed and once you're on, there's definitely a different energy that happens. And especially at Music Fest, there's such an incredible energy that comes from the crowd that a lot of these artists are really, really charged up and really enthusiastic. And I've never, ever had someone come off the stage and say, "Oh, thank God that was over." They're always coming off with big grins on their face and really enjoying their time at Music Fest. So it's nice to see the switch. So they'll come in fatigued, they'll do their gig at Music Fest, and they're just charged up by the audience.
Music Fest artist driver Lyle McGregor. And that wraps up another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Helen Austin and Todd Butler for closing it out.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.